Well, thank you for coming in tonight to tell us about this exhibition. Would like to begin a discussion with a brief history of American folk art. Who wants to tackle it?
I can.
A little history.
Yes. So this is an exhibition that comes to us from the private collection of Barbara Gordon. It includes a number of different types of objects, all dating from 1800 to 1925, all American. There's great variety in the exhibition, everything from whirligigs to paintings to painted chests, cigar store Indians, trade signs. So really something.
I'm recognizing quite a few of those. What are whirligigs, though?
So a whirligig, a whirligig is typically a wooden carved piece that was meant to basically be a yard ornament. It would sit out in the yard on a pole. It's a figure, and it would have arms that would be kind of hinged and whirl in the wind. Yes.
American folk art. Where does the folk come in? How do you distinguish it from American art?
Well, a lot of the art that we see in museums was made for the upper class, and folk art has a more populist attitude. Much of it is made by ordinary artists. Some of them are self-taught. Some of them are entrepreneurs. Some of them have minimal training. And the works that they made were largely for the middle class. They were for everyday, ordinary people.
Thus, cigar store Indians, whirligigs.
Exactly. And also paintings, portraits.
About 100 pieces. Can you go into any more detail on what else is involved in this?
So there are 60 pieces from a private collection owned by Barbara Gordon. And then Julie and I have traveled around the region to various folk art collectors to look at their collection. And from those lenders or collectors, we have 40 pieces that we've added to the exhibition. These wonderfully complement the pieces in Gordon's collection and really are a testament to the interest in collecting folk art here in the region, as well as the art museum's interest in local folk art.
Can you go into a little bit more detail about Ms. Gordon?
Well, she's a very astute collector.
Is she local?
No, okay. She's not.
All right.
She lives outside Washington, D.C., and like many folk art collectors, she sort of started out with one piece that she fell in love with and decided to make this her collecting focus. And she's actually one of a kind of a long line of very important collectors of American folk art who were women. Often they found it was a way of doing something less conventional and doing something in which they could kind of form an identity as a collector in contrast to their husbands who were off collecting old master paintings.
Mm. Do either one of you have a specific piece that just jumped out at you and just surprised you to no end and fell in love with?
There are a lot of pieces I've fallen in love with in this exhibition. It's a really delightful show, and some of them are just great examples of their type. There's a wonderful painting of the Peaceable Kingdom by Edward Hicks, which is probably one of the most iconic paintings in the exhibition. He was a Quaker minister and did probably close to 100 of these pictures, but every single one of them is different, and this is a really wonderful, great example, which is based on the book of Isaiah, the quote, "The wolf shall lie down with the lamb," etc. The animals all have these wonderful expressions, and it's sort of a plea for world peace and wisdom.
I'd have to say some of my favorite pieces in the exhibition are the furniture pieces. We have several painted chests, very brightly decorated. Most were produced by German-American immigrants, and you see beautiful imagery on those chests, hearts, birds, flowering vine, and they're really bright, and they were meant to be used in the home to store textiles or other valuables, and would have just added this beautiful punch of color and whimsy in a 19th century American rural home.
And there's a companion exhibition, American Folk Art Watercolors and Drawings, running until mid-September at the museum. Did you curate this one?
I did.
Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes. It's a wonderful exhibition drawn from objects in our permanent collection. We have a collection of American folk art here at the museum. We have this gallery features works on paper, and it's a nice complement to the exhibition that's going to be in our temporary exhibition galleries.
Well, thank you both for coming in and sharing this with us.
Thank you.
Julie Aronson, curator of American painting, sculpture, and drawings, and Amy Dehan, curator of decorative art and design. talking about the American Folk Art Exhibition called A Shared Legacy, Folk Art in America. Again, it's opening June 10th. It'll be on through September 3rd. Thanks again.
Thank you very much for having us.
And we have a link to the exhibitions at WVXU.org. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Oh, the tears are falling like little drops of rain. Well, I wish I could fall back to your arms again. I see four white horses. I see three turtle doves. I see two fireflies and one star up above. Good night, good night, good night, sweet midnight moon. Sweet mama, don't weep, the sunshine will be back soon. Good night, good night, good night, sweet midnight moon. Sweet mama, don't weep, the sunshine will be back soon.